It's time for another Castle Country Focus update on KOALITV.com and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Delana Barr with the 4-H, the USU Extension Office. We're going to talk about some of the fun summer programs that 4-H has that are coming up this summer and ways to get registered for them. First and foremost, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So what's new in the world of 4-H this summer?
We have got so many fun clubs for kids to join. We've got from alpaca clubs to fairy gardens to pet clubs, duct tape. So many fun things. We've got about probably 12. Tennis and livestock, it just goes on and on.
And I think the fun thing about 4-H has always been kind of based in agriculture.
Right. Everybody thinks 4-H is.
And it's really not anymore.
No,
it's very extensive. And just in some of the programs that you were saying, you know, like tennis and things of that nature. I saw one that was, duct tape. What was it?
Right. Duct tape club.
Duct tape club. Making stuff out of duct tape, making sculptures and things like that. This is just fun stuff.
Oh, yes. And gives kids new interests and hobbies.
And kids are going to play with duct tape anyway. So you might as well, you might as well let them off the chain and let them go have some fun with it, right?
Yeah, and they get to enter it in the fair. How cool is that?
So where are all these taking place? And I'm sure that there are some fees and things like that that are involved a little bit.
Right.
Not much, but what are all those going to be? What does that all include?
Okay, so it's $10 to sign up for 4-H, which lasts through October. So everything we have is $10, and that just really is covering insurance. It's insurance for the kids, insurance for the leaders if anybody gets hurt. So that's what the $10 really is for. Some of the classes may have like a $2 or $3 fee for supplies, like duct tape or fairy gardens, things like that. So there's more information on our website about that. But most of these will be held in the volunteer's home or at the extension office here in the Carbon County. And one thing I want to put out there is all of our volunteers have been screened, background checks, so kids are safe. You know they're safe to go there. And I have to say, they're amazing. There's great positive mentors for our kids that they get to come in and learn something new from them.
And you were saying something to me, we were talking off the air, about the fact that you have some kids in it that are a little bit older. And this is a great way for them to maybe think, you know what, maybe I could be a mentor. Maybe this is something that I could do in the next couple of 2 or 3 years.
Definitely. So it's called Teen Council. And Teen Council, they're high school age. And they've gone through lots of training and opportunities to be leaders. And then they get to go and run their own clubs, which looks good on scholarships and applications of all kind. That when they're the adult and they're like, yeah, I can totally conduct this meeting or interview or whatever, they've had the chance to organize and participate and mentor in our community, which is huge.
Okay, so if people want to get involved in 4-H, what do they need to do?
Okay, well, our website is bit.ly/carbon4-H, and that's where you can go and see all the requirements, like the ages. They're usually 8 to 18 if there's a fee, and then there will be a link on there that takes you to ut.4honline.com, and that's where you register. And that's where you pay your $10 and things can, all that is online. So you don't have to worry about coming into the office or anything like that. And then you, if there's any dues, you can take care of that with the leader.
Okay. And just this information, if people need it, it is on our Castle Country Radio website. You go to castlecountryradio.com. You click on the events tab at the top and just scroll down and you'll see the flyer in there for 4-H. All that information is going to be on there for you. So you don't have to, try and write it down or anything like that. Or if you can remember it, more power to you. So let's talk a little bit about what 4-H is and some of the age groups that you have and that kind of thing.
4-H is a positive mentoring and give them skills from leadership to, crafts or livestock or anything that, but the part I like the most is that positive mentoring. That even when you see these kids in the grocery store, they're like, hey, I know them. And, it just makes that bond in our community and it just grows great relationships in our community that are so important, especially for kids. Kids to have that relationship with an adult. I think kids are so intimidated by adults. But it's just all around amazing.
And they just need to realize that one day they're going to be an adult too.
Yeah, and it trains them for that.
It does. And it just makes better people. 4-H is a really great, great program. All right, is there anything else that we needed to touch on?
Let's see. I wanted to share some fun facts about kids who are in 4-H. They're 2 times more likely to go to college, 2 times more likely to get better grades, 41% less likely to engage in risky behaviors, and 2 times more likely to pursue in careers in science, and to be more physically active, and 25% more likely to be a positive influence in their family and communities. And I've seen it with kids in our community that do that and go off and help others, and they just bring a sense of belonging. And that's what 4-H is about.
And that's what 4-H really is. So get involved in 4-H. Once again, we will have the flyer on there, or you can stop at the USU Extension office. And where is that located at?
You know, it's at the courthouse on 100 North.
Okay.
There. And if you park on that east parking lot, is the first door.
Okay.
That faces that.
Get on in there. If you have any other questions about 4-H, anything of that nature, get in there and check it out and get ready for some fun summer programs.
Absolutely. And if you have a hobby that you would like to share or an interest, we would love to have you as a volunteer, that we would train you, get you all set up, and help you help the community also.
All right. Well, Delaina, thank you for stopping in today. We really appreciate it.
Let's
get some people involved in 4-H. All right, now for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.